Sometimes they do little things that just make us giggle. So that's good. All right. Very good. So this is actually, you know, it's kind of considered a part two of last week's message about Satan's lies. And last week we spoke about Satan and just his nature is to lie. It's the trick he uses most often because it's the trick that he's been most successful with. He just wants to whisper into our ears every time. Now, I'm not saying that we should go around looking around every corner and every rock for a lie of Satan. Although, I'm telling you that I bet that if you are walking with Yeshua, you are hearing the lies of Satan as well. Because that's who Satan comes against, those who are walking with Yeshua. Because if you're not walking with Yeshua, why should he try to even bother with you? But if you're walking with Yeshua, his job is to knock you off the path. And we see this, right? We saw this in this week's Torah portion with the spies. The spies were given a task. They went out, they came back, but they allowed Satan's words to be louder in their ear than Adonai's words were. It was like you could hear Satan speaking, because what did they do? They mixed truth with untruth. Some of what they said was true, but some of what they said just wasn't true. And this is the same tactic that that Satan uses over and over and over again. Lying, whether it be wholesale lies or just partial truths mixed in, is Satan's primary weapon against us. He uses that tactic of deceit to separate the people from the Creator. We hear these lies all the time, and they sound something like this. There's no God. God doesn't care about you. The Bible can't be trusted because, look, sometimes it's just stories, and they're unverifiable, and they're just untruths that they whisper into your ear. Your good works won't get you into heaven. Do you hear how that is a partial truth? Your good works will not get you into heaven. That's true. But it doesn't mean there's not a way into heaven. Adonai gives us that way through the blood. But Satan doesn't mention that. He stops to give you pause to just to start thinking maybe he's telling the truth. And then we hear things like, Yeshua's death, it wasn't enough to cover sin. Hey, look, even if you believe Yeshua, you are so sinful that, you know, you're beyond help. We hear that. I've heard people say, I've been such a sinner that even Yeshua can't help me. And that's just not true. Just not true. So what I want to do today is in this fight against Satan's lies, I want to give you six ways to come against the lies. So let's put up that first slide there. Six ways to fight against Satan's lies. Because we have to be prepared beforehand how to handle situations when we're in it. We always have to be ready. So that's what we're going to get to. Now, the first way is to read Scripture. Not just to read it, but get to know it. Because it's the basis of all the other steps that we need to take in order to fight against Satan. By reading on a regular basis, you get to know not just the words of Scripture, not just words on a page. You get the heart of Adonai. His love for His creation, which is you. Knowing what Adonai thinks and feels is knowing the truth about Adonai and all of His ways. Yeshua encouraged us to know Scripture when He said this in John 8. John 8:31 says, "Then Yeshua said to the Judeans who had trusted Him, 'If you abide in My words, then you are truly My disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.'" Now, the Greek word for abide is meno, which means to stay in a given place or a given state, to abide, to continue, to dwell in, to endure, to be present and remain. We can't continue to stay in the place of Adonai if we don't know the place. If we don't know the ways of Adonai, how are we going to be in the ways of Adonai? And that's what Scripture does. It teaches us His ways, His place, His heart. And here's my encouragement for you about this. You know, we all know how great it is to memorize Scripture. But I'm going to give you a little bit of wiggle there. Because some of us just can't memorize Scripture like others. I mean, I've known people who can rip off almost the whole book of Scripture. And me, if I can get two words together, I feel pretty good about myself. I just don't memorize very well. I read my Scripture. I know there are pastors out there, rabbis out there, who just walk around and quote it all the time. I can't quote Scripture word for word. But I can say this to you. If you can get the meaning of Scripture into your heart, and you can at least paraphrase it without changing the meaning, that's very important, without changing the meaning, that's great. That's great. Memorizing is better. Having it in your heart is really, 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 really good. Don't beat yourself up for not being able to memorize. But get the word in you anyway. Any way you can. Whether you're reading it, listening to it, reading along with the listening to it, whatever it is, be in the word daily. So that's the first step. Read the Scriptures. Get to know your Scripture. The second step, stay alert and be ready with what you know. Now that you've got to know Scripture, be alert when to use it. Be alert what it means and how to use it. That's the reason for knowing Scripture. It's not to brag that you can quote it. It's so that it'll be within you when you need it. It's to be that ready tool in your life. It's to minister to yourself, and it's to minister to others when the opportunity comes up and needs to be spoken in order to comfort, needs to be spoken in order to heal, needs to be spoken to give the person a sense of, yes, Adonai does love me. Peter tells us to be ready at all times. So 1 Peter 5, starting in verse 6. "Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, so that He may lift you up at the appropriate time. Cast all your worries on Him, for He cares for you." Stay alert. Watch out. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, searching for someone to devour. Now, Peter starts off with the encouragement to first be humble. What does that mean? Don't try to do it on your own. But allow Adonai to lift you up at the appropriate time, at the appropriate battle, with His words. Not your own. Then he says, cast your worries up onto him. But we need to look out for that time. We need to be alert for when to use the tool. We need to be alert and not just say, oh, well, that's just the world being the world. Be alert and use what you've learned by reading Scripture. Be ready. Know the best. You know the best time to be attacked is when you're not expecting it. If you're going to attack somebody, you don't want them facing you like this. You want them turned and distracted. That's what Satan does as well. He waits for you to be distracted. He waits for you not to be ready. That's why we always need to be alert. Always need to be watching for what he does. We need to be ready for the lies before they come. Don't wait for them to start and then say, okay, what am I going to do now? Be ready before they happen. Knowing in advance that the attack is coming helps bring the peace. Even though you're going to be attacked, you know it's going to be an attack. It'll bring you peace just knowing that it's coming. How is that? Yeshua himself gives us this encouragement in John. John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have shalom. In the world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Yeshua says, I've told you you're going to have trouble. You are going to be attacked. It's just going to happen. The peace is knowing it's going to happen and knowing that you can depend upon Adonai and his word and his power and his authority to come against the enemy. That's the comfort. That's the shalom, the peace that we get. What if Satan's lies is to convince you that you need to do it all by yourself? To depend upon your own strength. When you hear these things, then it's up to you to know that what you're hearing is a lie. It's not up to you. It's not on your own strength. If you accept these words that it's up to you and it's on your own strength, you're allowing yourself to fall into fear, intimidation, and you're already on the path to defeat. So be alert. Be alert to these tricks. Now the third thing, preach to yourself. Fight back. Fight back with the word. This is why you've learned it. This is why you've read it. This is why you study it, so that you can use it. When we see the attack, when we hear the lies, now's not the time to fall down and just lay it there. It's to rise up. It's to use the scripture that you've read, to speak them out. A sword that stays in its scabbard does not help in battle. You can't fight someone in a sword fight if your sword is strapped to your hip and you never pull it out. When Satan confronted Yeshua with partial truths and lies, Yeshua, Matthew 4, quoted scripture to him. Matthew 4:4, and then I'm going to skip down to 7. But he replied, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Yeshua said to him, again it is written, you shall not put Adonai, your God, to the test. Yeshua drew on Deuteronomy, responding first from Deuteronomy 8:3 and then Deuteronomy 6:16. Yeshua knew the word. Well, why wouldn't he know the word? He is the word. But he knew the word. He saw what was happening. He saw the attack coming, not just on himself, but on his kingdom. And he fought back with scripture, not partial scripture like he was attacked with. He fought back with the true, full word of scripture. Scripture has power. But not if it's a partial. Not if you mix it with the world. It has power of truth and authority that stands on its own. It needs nothing else added to it. It's unchanging and there's power and authority. So that was number three. Keep repeating it to yourself. Preach to yourself. Remind yourself who you are in Adonai. So far we've got, the first one was to read your scripture, stay alert to the attacks, preach to yourself, and number four, resist and don't give in. Even if it takes some time, resist and don't give in. Let's go back to Matthew 4 and see the end of the encounter between Yeshua and Satan. Starting in Matthew 4:10. Then Yeshua said to him, Satan, go away, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship Adonai your God, and him only shall you serve. Then the devil leaves him, and behold, angels came and began to take care of him. Satan came against Yeshua a third time. Yeshua did not allow him to alter the way that Yeshua used the word. It was his weapon of choice. Just like lies are the weapons of choice for Satan, the word was the weapon of choice of Yeshua. It was good for him. It's good for us. He resisted and persisted throughout the attack. Resisted and persisted. Didn't let it bother him how many times Satan kept coming back to him. He resisted and persisted in speaking out the word. He lived out the example of James 4. James 4 says in verse 7, therefore submit to God, but resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinner, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Two things to do at the same time. Resist Satan, draw near to Adonai. But how many times? How many times do we have to do it? How many times before we give up? Notice it never really says. It doesn't say the first time he comes, resist him, and you go, well, if that doesn't work, forget about it. It doesn't say that. We continue until in faith Satan flees. Make sure the statement when resisting, make it a sure statement. Don't be mansy-pansy about it. Notice the final statement of Yeshua when Satan fled in Matthew 4. He flat out said, go away, Satan. Please leave me. I'm done now. That's not what he said. I'm tired. That's not what he said. He made it a flat out statement. No weakness in his statement. Should be no weakness in our statement. It's not because we have the strength or we have the authority. It's because of the authority and the strength in his word, the authority and strength in Adonai, the authority and strength of Yeshua. We see another time that Yeshua comes against the lies of Satan in the same way, Matthew 16. But this time it doesn't appear to be Satan before him. But the influence of Satan is right there. Peter was trying to say that Yeshua's words should not and could not happen. Remember, Yeshua was saying, I'm going to go to Jerusalem and I'm going to be killed. You're not going to see me again. And Peter says, no, 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 no. In fact, Matthew 16:22, Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Imagine rebuking? Began to rebuke him, saying, never, Master. This must never happen to you. But he turned to and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man. Notice the similarities of get behind me, Satan, and Satan, go away. Satan in Matthew 4:10, he was still speaking lies, but Yeshua was still speaking truth and forcibly. We speak with the same power and authority because we speak with His words. We speak by His blood. We speak by His authority. You know, when I worked for a bank and I was calling people on the phone, doing collection work as a 21-year-old, calling 40-year-old, 50-year-old, and telling them, you've got no choice. You have to make the payment. Now, I may have said it in nicer words than that. Sir, I understand things are tight, but I'm trying to tell this for your own good. You need to get money in here tomorrow. Otherwise, the company is going to take action. As a 21-year-old telling that to a 40-year-old, the first couple of times was not easy. But then I realized, wait a second, it's not me saying it, it's the company saying it. And they've got the power to do it. I don't. I'm not taking you to court. I'm not repossessing your car. They are. So let me help you by telling you the truth. That's power and authority of someone above you. We speak with power and authority of Yeshua and Adonai's words, not our own. If we would try to do it on our own, means nothing. Nothing. So we speak His words with power and authority. Number five, know that Adonai is for you and not against you. You know, that sounds obvious, doesn't it? But people don't understand that, especially when they're under attack. It doesn't feel that way all the time. We know it's true because the Word says it. We know it's true because we read it and then we place it within ourselves. If you don't know Jeremiah 29:11, this is one you should get within yourself. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have in mind for you, declares Adonai, plans for shalom and not calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Yes, it was spoken about Israel. Yes, it's also spoken about you. The plans are for victory and not defeat at the hands of Satan or anyone or anything else. Because in the Brit HaKadoshah, or the New Covenant, in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, it says this, 2 Corinthians 1, starting in 20, for in Him all the promises of God are yes. Therefore also through Him is the Amen by us, to the glory of God. Now it is God who establishes us with you in Messiah. He anointed us, He set a seal on us, and gave us the Ruach in our hearts as a pledge, as a promise. What are the promises of God? that the plans that Adonai spoke about in Jeremiah are true. The plans are yes and amen, that he is for our good and for our victory and not against us. This good and this victory is the call of our lives. Get that straight. That is the call of our lives. Victory is ours if we follow his word. That's our calling. Yeshua gave us the way. And he says it this in John 14, verse 6. John 14, 6. Yeshua said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I think we've all heard that one before. Victory is in our lives now. We don't have to wait for it. It's in our lives now. It's not what's happening to us. But it comes being in the presence of the Father. Just being in his presence is the victory. Having the victory now is really just the foreshadowing of the ultimate victory that we're going to have when we see him face to face in heaven for all eternity. He tells us he is the only way. That way is through Yeshua, through his blood. So to get there, we need the final point today. Number 6. Take the fight to Satan. Take the fight to Satan. Now, I know there are people out there who say, you know, just ask Adonai and let him do it. Don't try to battle Satan on your own. Well, this is true. Don't try to battle Satan on your own. But take the fight to him with Adonai, with the Ruach, with the blood. Don't be defensive with Satan. I say, don't be defensive against Satan. Don't be submissive to Satan. Don't be an equal to Satan. Take the fight to him. We are given tools and we are expected to use them. And to use them correctly. They're spelled out for us in Ephesians 6. So let's start in Ephesians 6, 13. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you may be able to resist when the times are evil, and after you have done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm then. Stand firm then. Buckle the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. Strap up your feet in readiness with the good news of shalom. Above all, take up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. These are the tools that Adonai gave us to use. And if we use them incorrectly, they will not be effective. And some would say they'll even be harmful to us. I have never heard it said, seen it in blogs or commentaries. I mean, I have heard it said, seen it in blogs and commentary, that the armor of God is defensive to ward off his battles, to ward off his blows to us. That's what some people say. Now, they may make the exception for the sword. Maybe. Sometimes. Depending on how nervous they are. But I say these weapons are not that way. Could you imagine? Look at the first two things they say. Belt buckle of truth and the breastplate. If these were defensive, what are you supposed to do? As Satan swings his sword, you're supposed to stand there like this so that it hits and bounces off and hits and bounces off? I don't think that's what God meant us to do. Are we supposed to use the other tools and let them hit so we bounce back a little bit and forward and let them hit so we bounce back? That's not what these tools are for. These tools are meant so that we can go forward with Adonai. We were never called to go back. We're never told that these are to fend off blows, that we're to be backpedaling, we're to be fleeing from the enemy. That's not what the word says. Strap your feet with readiness of the good news of shalom. Your feet are not meant to be running from Satan. They're meant to be chasing after Satan. The shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word, are not meant to be hidden behind as you back away. They're meant to advance the kingdom. Show me a verse in Scripture that says that Adonai will protect you as you run for your very life. Dare you. Double dare you. Move forward. We say here at Karen Orr that prayer has power. Not because we hide behind it, because we're advancing with it. We're using it. We advance using it as Adonai gains the victory. We gain the victory when we pray, asking the Ruach HaKodesh to infill the space that Satan has cast out. We cast Satan out with the word, and then we infill, right? If we cast Satan out, that means there's an empty space. We need to invite the Ruach HaKodesh into that space after casting him out. Because what happens if we leave that empty space? He just comes right back with seven more foul spirits. Or was it 10? More foul spirits. So we invite the Ruach in where we cast Satan out. We don't leave it empty for him to come back. These are the tools that Adonai gave us to cast them out. And then we ask the Ruach to occupy. And I'm saying occupy because it's a battle. It's a war term because we are in battle with Satan. So let's take another look at those six things, six ways to fight our battles. Because this is how we gain our victory. The whole base of it is to know your scripture, to read your scripture, to get it within you so that you can use it. Stay alert and stay ready. Recognize the schemes of the enemy. Recognize when he's coming against you. Don't have your back turned to him. Not once in Ephesians did it say, put on a back plate. You don't expose your back to the enemy. Never expose your back to the enemy because you never turn from him in fear. Stay alert, stay ready. Preach to yourself, build yourself up, and then you'll be able to build others up as well. Fight back with the word. Resist him. The word says, resist him and he'll flee. Don't give in. Hey, you may have to resist more than once, twice, three times. But if you know the truth, stay with the truth. Excuse me. Don't give up because of the things you see around you. Don't give up because of the word spoken to you. I know I was inappropriate with the joke. So let's focus back in. Sorry. I should be better than that. I'm not. Get your giggles out. I give you permission. I'll wait a second. Rebison will not be happy with me, but it's okay. We had a little squeak in the sanctuary. Okay. Resist him. Don't give in. Resist him because you know Adonai's victory is always. Always. It doesn't matter what you see. It doesn't matter what you hear if you're listening to the wrong thing. It only matters what you see and matters what you hear when your eyes and your ears are fixed on Him. And if your eyes and ears are fixed on Him, you will resist Him and He will flee. He may keep trying, but eventually He's going to flee. Know that Adonai is for you and not against you. If you can get this one down, that's half the battle. No, He's for you. No, He loves you. No, He'll protect you. No, His victory is your victory as well. And know that the ultimate victory is not to be seen in this life. So don't worry about the ultimate victory. It's not going to come when your eyes are open. But when your eyes are opened, you'll have access to the ultimate victory. When He comes back, when you breathe your last breath, the ultimate victory is that you'll be in His presence. That's the ultimate victory. And take the fight to Satan. Don't let him beat you up. Don't let him lie to you. Don't let him advance his kingdom when it's Adonai's kingdom that's supposed to be advanced. Whose army are you in? You're not in his army. You're not in Satan's army that army is supposed to advance. You're in Adonai's army. You're in Yeshua's army. That's the kingdom that must advance. With you or without you. The sad truth is, if you're not advancing with Adonai, it means you're being left behind. And those who are left behind will be gobbled up by a roaring lion. Advance with him. The purpose of his word. The purpose of his armor so that you can advance with him. Get these six things into your kishkos. Get it in. Know them. Move on them. Trust them. They're the words of truth and the words of victory. They're the words that will defeat the lies of Satan. They may not be, you know what? Maybe your list includes something more. But I bet it doesn't exclude any of these. So, Father, we thank you that you've given us the tools to come against Satan. And you've given us the tools to advance with you. Ruach HaKodesh, help us when we need to advance. Help us when we need to hear the word of Adonai. Help us when Satan is lying and Satan is attacking and Satan appears like he just won't give up. Give us the strength to wield your word at him. Give us the strength to go forward in the full armor of God. Give us the strength to have the victory alongside of you. for we know we cannot do it on our own, but we know we cannot fail when we're with you. So we thank you for the tools that you've given us, for the word of the Lord, for the sword that we can yield to break up the enemy, his lies that he constantly uses. Give us the wisdom and discernment to see those lies coming at us, and then that strength to keep focused in the battle in front of us. Don't give us the discernment and the wisdom not to turn to the left or to the right. Because if the armor's on our front, anytime we show something other than the front and our advancement, we expose a weakness where we're uncovered. So help us continue to move forward and straight forward as your plan is for our lives. We just thank you that when we march with you, there is victory in all things. Amen and amen. He's got a great plan for us. It is victory. He's given us the tools for the victory. Don't shrink back. March forward. Amen.